Hi folks, this is your Dispatch Riders podcast, a series bringing you exciting and enthralling Indian war stories. Stories about great Indian battles, stories about incidents that happened during wartime, and finally stories about the brave men and great leaders of the Indian Armed Forces. Stay tuned with me. Welcome folks to the Dispatch Riders podcast. Today I bring to you a very interesting story about a unique feat achieved by one of India's brave soldiers. His name was Prithipal Singh Gill. He holds the unique distinction of being the only person in India to have served all three military arms, the Army, the Navy and the Air Force, all in one lifetime, a feat achieved by none other. Colonel Prithipal Singh Gill was born on December 11, 1920 in Patiala and studied in the Government College, Lahore. He completed his flying training at Walton in Lahore and earned his flying license. He then joined the Royal Indian Air Force in 1942 without the consent of his family. He was stationed at Karachi, then part of undivided India, and started training on the Howard aircraft. He had spent a little over a year in the Air Force as a pilot officer when his father learnt about Prithipal's escapade and forced him to leave the Air Force. Despite being a soldier himself, Prithipal's father feared for his son's life and felt that a career as a fighter pilot was fraught with risk. Prithipal had no choice, but the rebel in him didn't want to live a dull and dreary life. Soon, a solution was found. A British general known to the Gill family helped Prithipal transfer to the Indian Navy. We'll continue with the story after a very short break. Don't go away. Welcome back folks. Prithipal joined the Navy when he was 23 years of age and served for 5 years. He was commissioned as a temporary sub-lieutenant in the gunnery branch of the Royal Indian Naval Volunteer Reserve on 25th February 1943. For the remainder of the Second World War, Gill served on minesweepers and escort vessels, serving on convoy duties protecting shipping in the Persian Gulf. He was subsequently sent to attend the long gunnery staff course at the Army School of Artillery in Deolali, qualifying as an instructor. He ended his naval service in September 1948 and briefly served as a civil servant. After a brief interlude with a government agency for which he got service credit, he joined the Olive Greens in April 1951. He wanted to join his father's battalion, the 1st Sikh Regiment, but was assigned the Regiment of Artillery on account of his previous naval gunnery experience. Prithipal's initial posting was with the Gwalior Mountain Battery, equipped with 5.4-inch guns. He later served with the 34th Field Regiment and was promoted to Major on 13th May 1956. He was then promoted to Lieutenant Colonel on 2nd August 1962. Gill raised and commanded 71 Medium Regiment during the Indo-Pakistan War of 1965. He saw action in the Sialkot sector. During a battle, he personally led a mission to retrieve 4 of his guns, which had been cut off by the enemy. Prithipal was promoted to Colonel on 19 June 1968 and was appointed a sector commander in the Assam Rifles, stationed at Ukhrul in Manipur. He sought premature retirement from the army, relinquishing his commission on 1st December 1970. Colonel Prithipal Singh served in almost all theatres, including Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and the Northeast, before hanging up his boots. Age did not slow down Prithipal. Even in the golden years of his life, he led an active public life. He took on the Chandigarh administration by moving the Punjab and Haryana High Court against the move to make installation of solar photovoltaic power plant mandatory for residential and non-residential buildings. Colonel Prithipal Singh completed 100 years on December 11, 2020. He passed away on December 6, 2021, just 5 days shy of his 101st birthday. We salute Colonel Prithipal Singh for his unique service to the nation. Jai Hind. Friends, I hope you liked listening to this episode as much as I liked presenting it. I'll be back soon with yet another episode. Don't forget to tune in. Till then, this is your dispatch rider signing off. Goodbye.